The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Joining me in studio is Crystal Guyette. Crystal Guyette, of course, making quite the news here in Southern Oregon after a news story covered by, it was a KGW-TV, isn't that right?
KGW-8, yeah, in Portland,
In Portland.
Yes.
And got an email from you and said, of course I want you to come in and talk about this. Because, you know, Crystal, we have been talking about challenges. There was the United Healthcare assassination the other day. And everyone's been talking about health insurance snafus, problems, and it looks like your own family got a little sideways. With the situation. So why don't you just take it back? We won't focus too much on what happened to your daughter. Your daughter's fine now. But
yes.
This happened, what, about 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, almost 3 years ago.
What happened?
So February 2022. She sustained a very severe arm injury.
Mm-hmm.
And we took her to urgent care, and they realized it was very severe. So we were told to go to the ER immediately.
She wasn't able to move her arm,
and it was swelling very, she has severe swelling, and apparently that can lead to something called compartment syndrome, which is very dangerous for young children. She was also COVID positive at the time, and this is in 2022, February 2022.
It was that time.
Still wearing masks. National Guard was checking us in at the hospital. You know, that kind of stuff.
They were just wild.
Yeah, they were scared. So we both were COVID positive at the time.
All right,
in the hospital too. Yeah.
So this was a situation where daughter's in trouble, and and then the doctor then is saying, all right, she needs to go to Dornbecker, right? Is that what ended
up happening? So, yeah, they came, it was just a night of, it just kept escalating. And then I was like, you think they're going to, they say, okay, she needs immediate surgery. So, okay, that's terrible. Oh my gosh, she's going to have to go get surgery. And then they come in and they tell me, well, we don't have a doctor that can perform the surgery here locally. And you're like, what? Well, I don't understand. How can that be?
Well, that is actually something that we'll talk about here a little bit later.
Yeah.
In our conversation, because it does have to do with kind of the way the Rogue Valley has been set up with certain treatment, but that's why so many children end up getting airlifted then or life flighted through Mercy Flights to Dornbecker's Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
So it's nothing unusual.
Yeah, so we have a lot of kids coming out of Southern Oregon going up to Dornbecker's.
Yeah.
And, and I have heard of other families doing that. It does seem to be, somewhat, I wouldn't say standard, but it does occur. And then, I obviously, my son's birthday was the next day. So I was questioning the hospital a lot because I was like, why? I don't understand. Why is there not a doctor here? And eventually I got out of them. They said that the doctors, nobody had the proper insurance to operate on a 5-year-old here locally.
Wow.
So it came down to being a insurance issue.
Were you a Mercy Flights member? Is that what happened?
I am not. We have been in the past, but at that time we weren't covered in February 2022.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we weren't. Yes. But at that time, the doctor said, I wasn't. It's not like you're given a choice in the ER. Everything happens
fast. Oh, yeah. So, you're all nervous and it's just crazy. You're worried about your daughter. And so they're saying that she needs to go up to Portland. And so that's
And they're like, well, and it's kind of like, okay, how are we going to get to Portland? Nobody really tells you.
But they're flown.
Eventually they come and say there's a fixed wing waiting for her.
Okay.
And
so they get her up on the plane.
Yeah. And I'm able to go with her in that, which is great. And so Mercy Flights provided a much needed service in emergency situation, which, and as a parent, you don't have control. You're not in a position where you can be like, hey, no, I'll pass.
Yeah, I'm going to let my daughter possibly get in trouble. Yeah.
So I don't even know what happens if, you walk out of there, or the doctor's going to call Child Protective Services on you over medical neglect.
That's right.
You're in a helpless position. You either get on that air ambulance or,
So the thing is, the bottom line here, Crystal, is everything was taken care of. Your daughter was treated. She's fine now, right?
She's fine now.
I just want to make sure, though.
Yes.
What happened, though, was was the fallout afterwards because the insurance company you have ended up, and which one was that?
We have Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, and it's not an inexpensive policy by any means. Our policy, we pay, I believe, over $5,000 a year, our portion, and my husband, through his employer, pays $20,000 a year for this policy. So about a $25,000 a year policy is what this is costing us.
Okay. Now, what happened is that after the fact, after the life flight was done by Mercy, see, mm-hmm. I thought you were maybe a Mercy flights member because I am. But anyway, be that as it may, so the insurance company ended up saying that the life flight was not medically necessary.
Well, initially, Anthem Blue Cross denied both her surgery, which cost $20,000, uh-huh. and the air ambulance for $60,000, but they did pay for her ground transport to and from the airport.
Oh, well, that's very nice. All right.
So I'll just add that in. But yeah, so they did.
You know, of course, you probably could have driven her to the airport.
Yeah, originally they said the surgery wasn't medically necessary and that the air ambulance hadn't been pre-approved.
So how did you end up battling that over the following years?
So several years we battled that. Dornbecker's was really kind to us. They never sent us a bill for the surgery. Mm-hmm. They felt it was, this was outrageous that the insurance wasn't paying for the surgery.
Yeah.
And so and even though they never sent us a bill, I continued to fight and appeal. So between the two, there's been just countless appeals because you can even add stuff after appeal to appeal, and then you can do another full appeal. It's a very complicated process with the insurance. So, you know, all in all, you just get countless denials through it.
But then Mercy
Flights did send us a bill. Uh-huh. So contrary to Dornbecker's. And so, you know, we end up with a $60,000 bill that says it's due, you know, and the appeal process hasn't completed. And so you're sitting here trying to, what do I do? You know, because is this going to hurt? Are they going to send it to collections? Is this going to hurt our credit? You know, and we have good credit. No, we don't want our credit ruined, obviously, over this.
But eventually you ended up taking this to the media because what? You didn't think there was any other way out, I guess?
So what we got basically eventually last May, after over 2 years, we got the insurance to pay Dornbecker's.
Okay, so Dornbecker got paid.
Still fought, yeah, because then we told Dornbecker, we're going to continue to still fight this. Even if you don't give us a bill.
Now, if Dornbecker paid it and then it was considered medically necessary, why if the surgery got paid for, obviously medically necessary, why didn't insurance then budge on the air transport because that was the only option of getting her there?
They argued that she could have gone by ground, and it wasn't, but it was in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. and it was icy. It was below freezing temperatures that February. And we were COVID positive and at risk of, you know, because she was at risk of compartment syndrome. I don't know. I don't feel like it would be reasonable, obviously, because going up our rural roads, like if something did start to happen that was life-threatening, because her status in the ER was emergent severe, life-threatening due to this injury.
Okay.
Like, what do you do? I don't know. Ambulance.
It seemed that it was a prudent thing to do. Crystal Guyette with me this morning. We're talking about the experience. So it's now kind of gone away as far as the financial crisis, right? Because you go to the media and then...
Mercy Flights had sent us to collections, then take it out of collections because we argued them that they still had their appeals going. They then were sending us to collections again. So I went to the media in an effort to stop that, even though Mercy Flights knew we were with the media and working very hard to get the claim paid last week. They still sent us to collections again last week.
Okay. So that part is over at this point.
Well, except getting it out of collections.
Getting it out of collections. So we'll get back to you on that. I'm going to take a quick break here, and I want to complete the story because one of the reasons you wanted to talk with media, and most of the media doesn't seem to be real interested in this because everybody wants the quick take. All right, you know, mom and dad and everybody, you know, is being abused by the mean insurance company, et cetera. We get that. Okay, that's kind of a it bleeds, it leads kind of thing. There is a deeper point, though, that needs to be examined on what made this happen,
yes,
or what allowed
sure.
this to happen. And that's what Crystal wanted to talk about. And I'm going to give her a few minutes to do this, because it was all, once again, the good intentions of a particular law that went bad.
Yes,
okay?
Exactly.
We'll tell you more about that next on KMED.
Pancakes certified by a committee of grandmas.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
826. Now we'll call it 827. Crystal Gaeta is in studio with me once again. And we explain how it got to the point where you have a child seriously injured a number of years ago. And first, the insurance company fights on wasn't medically necessary surgery to go to Thornbecker in Portland, even though the doctors down here in Southern Oregon thought it was certainly
yes.
important enough to go up there. And then you had the issue with they wouldn't pay Mercy flights, even
yeah.
though they thought that you should have taken ground transport. But, you know, these are decisions that are all made in the heat of your kids in the emergency room.
Yeah, and you have people in an office somewhere, I don't know where, in an insurance company deciding, well, you know what, we don't think it's medically necessary.
Yeah, hey,
you
know, which is odd. Hey, we're glad your daughter didn't die, but yeah. So let me then say that there were actually some laws signed into effect here that actually led to this problem, this snafu. And I was wondering, we don't have forever, but you can tell us what happened and where things kind of got mucked up.
Yeah. So in 2020, Trump signed into a bill called the No Surprises Act, which is supposed to protect people from balance billing from out-of-network providers, and that includes air ambulances.
Hmm.
So
I remember that bill because, and that was kind of like a big bipartisan thing.
It was big.
Our senators were involved in that. I'm sure that, I don't know, was our Congressman Greg Walden at that point, or was
yes,
it Cliff Vance? Greg Walden.
Yes, and so it was a bipartisan bill that was signed in, and it went into effect January 1st of 2022. And my daughter's injury was in February of 2022, so just right after.
Okay.
So in theory, she should have been covered, and we wouldn't have had any to pay anything for the air ambulance, because since they're out of network, I wouldn't have to pay the balance bill that families were suffering to pay before that. But here's the thing, like all things, you know, the insurance companies found a loophole. They decided, well, we don't really want to pay these air ambulance bills because they are very high.
They're expensive.
Extremely high.
They're expensive.
You know, that's a whole nother topic, is why are those so high? But they didn't want to pay, you know, they decided, well, if we deem it not medically necessary, then it's a loophole around the law that was put in place.
So everything, a lot of things that were expensive, I guess, I'm just engaging in conjecture, I guess, but, you know, insurance companies would go out of their way to make sure that if we can claim this is medically unnecessary,
yes,
that's all that matters. That is the magic open sesame off the hook, right?
Yeah, off the hook.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
So since January of 2022, when that law went into effect, there's been a large spike in insurance companies denying air ambulances due to not being medically necessary. And that's a huge problem. And it's a big problem for us in Southern Oregon, since we have a lot of youth, especially going up to Dornbecker's. And so a lot of Southern Oregon families can fall kind of victim to this situation that's occurring.
Yeah. Now, did you reach out to elected representatives, whether it's Congressman Cliff Vance right now or Wyden, Merkley,
I've reached out to some, and I, you know, even during the process, trying to dispute our claim, and, you know, it seems to fall on deaf ears.
Mm-hmm. So what has been suggested, or are there any suggestions that could close this up? Because, like I said, you know, air ambulance, very expensive, but yet we're kind of forced to do that a lot here in Southern Oregon, because we're not really built for a lot of pediatric surgery.
Yes. Yeah. And it's really affecting young children around here and in other states. And a lot of the time it was our insurance company, Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, that was the culprit behind a lot of these media cases. But there's, you know, trying to get attention out on the issue, letting people know that, you know, you can still fight this. Unfortunately, we had to go to the media to get it resolved.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, well, why don't you have an air ambulance membership? That, in our case, with Mercy Flights here locally when insurance doesn't pay, or if you don't have insurance, either one of those two, they will only pay 50% of the bill. So in our case, you know, our bill was $60,000. That would have reduced it to $30,000, which is better.
Oh, yeah,
but
sure.
Still, for Southern Oregon families to sit there and pay $30,000, it doesn't really take you out of a situation where you have to fight it. You're not in, you know. Nobody's going to be like, oh, I'm going to pay $30,000 still, because the bill is, these air ambulances are so high, even cut in half, the price will break a lot of Southern Oregon families.
Well, anytime you're operating aircraft, very expensive. The liabilities are involved. And hey, I'm not sitting here bagging on Mercy Flights. I'm a Mercy Flights member,
yeah.
Right? And they've actually done really well for our family when it came to local ground ambulance
situation.
Right, and
it still is very viable in a ground situation.
Yeah.
But the air, it's, you know, like I said, $30,000 is still far too much for any family to pay, and you're still probably getting sent to collect. You know, families will get sent to collections even mm-hmm. with that membership.
Yeah, but the main issue though is that insurance companies figured out that all we have to do is deem it medically necessary
to skirt the law. Yeah.
Yeah. But even though the doctors in Southern Oregon declared it medically necessary on their own.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Yes, it was out of a ER. Doctors deemed it medically necessary, but they have the power to appeal that decision the doctors made.
Yeah, it's kind of after the fact, too.
Yeah.
Which so did now this No Surprises Act was supposed to making sure that everybody knows how much money that they would technically be on the hook for.
It's supposed to stop all surprise billing from out-of-network providers.
From out-of-network, I mean, because that's where
because
a lot of it happens.
Because Mercy Flights, is my understanding, they aren't in-network with anybody. They're all out-of-network here. So
Mercy Flights is out-of-network with everyone?
They don't. My understanding, they don't have any contracts with the hospitals locally. They're
okay. Yeah. Well, they contract as a nonprofit, I think, with their membership is
yes,
you know, essentially what they do.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Interesting conversation then. What do you think you've learned after this? I mean, it looks like, you know, I mentioned you must feel a little bit of relief from this. But
yeah, but still, I don't want other families to fall subject to what we have had to go through, because it's extremely stressful over the course of, you know, almost 3 years of fighting this. It hangs over your head with every financial decision you make, obviously, that you might be on the hook for a $60,000 bill. I'm looking to try to get, you know, support to try to fix the loophole that's in this law, or, you know, some way to make, you know, if it's done out of an ER and approved by a doctor in an emergency situation, that it's deemed automatically.
Yeah, you can't deem it medically unnecessary after the fact.
After the fact, yeah. And, you know, maybe that could still get abused, but on the other end, the insurance company appeal it with the hospital versus putting the patient in the middle of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that your family is okay. I really am. I'm glad that your daughter is healthy, happy. Any leftover results?
She has a big scar.
Okay.
and it's a little. It could, you know, we didn't think she had a long, almost a year of physical therapy, and they didn't think she'd regain full function. But for the most part,
there was some real damage there, wasn't
yeah.
there?
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, Crystal, I appreciate you coming in. Crystal Guyette, once again. And you have a concerned mom, and I'm glad everything's okay, and she's going to be all right. But, yeah, this is a bill that I think could use a little bit of revisiting.
I hope that, you know, somebody takes notice and, you know, talks to me or wants to learn more about the experience that people are going through to try to fix this loophole that...
Yeah. And it's obvious that, and I imagine if I was the one running the insurance company, I'd probably do the same thing. Hey, here's our way out here, because it's costing us a lot of money here. And I understand all sides of this. I really do. Because at the same point, insurance has to, you have to try to keep insurance affordable. And part of that is by reducing costs.
Yeah.
But yet the whole purpose of the bill was to have no surprises. And this was their get out of jail free card, I guess.
All
right.
Sure. Okay. Well, thank you,
Crystal. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you. Thank you.
Yeah, Crystal Guyette. It is 8:36. You're on KMED 99.3 KBXG.
Getting ready to move? Crosstown Movers agent for Beacons Van Lines is Southern Oregon's trusted name for moving and
prestige. You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
It's 8:41, open for business time. We talk with another great locally owned and operated business that you need to get to know. And if you have a car or a vehicle, I know I do, numerous there, and there's something wrong with the transmission, you want to talk with Matt Dusty. Matt Dusty at Dusty's Transmissions. How you doing this morning, Matt? Welcome back. Good to have you on.
Doing great, Bill.
You know, Matt,
I
was thinking about you last night as I was watching some junk YouTube videos. And you know how I've joked with you in the past that they've had transmission rebuild videos. You have people taking stuff apart that just exploded because of bad behavior, you know, that kind of thing. But there was one that I was thinking about you because some guy actually put 50-year-old transmission fluid that he had on the shelf from like an old car parts store, 50-year-old transmission fluid into it.
That's a good place to try to save money. That might cost you a little bit more than you're saving.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I said, I got to tell Matt about this. And no, fresh, let's be honest here. Even if it is a 50-year-old car you're driving, fresh, nice, modern transmission fluid is really the way to go. And that's what you provide at Dusty's. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We use all synthetics and all the latest and best products. I mean, you know, you like anything, you could buy, you know, you could buy a steak or a hamburger, you know, just both for a meal, but same thing with fluids, parts, and everything else out there. I mean, we see it in the stores. It's not any different in the industry. So the big thing is, you know, for everybody out there, the consumers, is making sure you're dealing with people that are trying to do the right things and put the right things in your cars. And fluid is no exception. You know, when you're getting service work done or you're getting a flush, you know, done, I know there's some old wives' tales on flush techniques that were kind of crazy, chemical, reverse flush, all kinds of high pressure stuff in the years past. But
well, how do you do it? How do you do it? Is there one technique for everyone or are there differences?
There's different techniques out there and you got to be a little careful because they're all called the same thing. And, and we have this kind of explained on our website too. We actually just launched a new website. So some of this, I was trying to get some of this information out there for people to just go read if they need to, but there's different types of, service techniques. You know, it could be, with an automatic transmission, just drop the pan and do the filter. Well, if you do that, that's good. You're checking everything, but you're only getting half the fluid.
That's right.
There's flush techniques at some places where they literally just evacuate through your dipstick tube, put in that much oil, which you're getting even less than a pan drop, no filter, no nothing. Yeah, you're spending half, but you're getting about a quarter of the work. So there's techniques that hook into your cooler lines and then do kind of a transfusion of fluid. Again, no filter, no pan removal, that sort of thing. And it's still a dilution process.
Yeah, so you're diluting the old filter, the old fluid that may be partially burnt, you know, that kind of thing. You're not getting all the bad stuff out. Ideally, you want to get it all out, though, right? All of it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the only way to do that is to really remove the pan, do a direct pump flush system. So any pan, any automatic transmission with a pan, you can remove, and which is where the filter is. You can't get to the filter without doing that. You need to do that and then introduce the new fluid into the pump system directly. And then you actually have to run the vehicle. So everything's running naturally. There's brand new fluids going into it. Everything's running naturally, normal pressures, normal directions, like you're going down the road.
You know, it almost sounds like you're performing almost a kind of like the equivalent, the mechanical equivalent of a blood transfusion.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it's 100% because it's all everything's coming out the natural ports and everything's going into the pump naturally, and it's
That's
just
good.
Regular fluid. And the pump itself is just operating naturally the way it's supposed to. And that way you get all of the fluid in the transmission replaced, and you get a new filter, and you've got the pan inspection, and everything's been done correctly.
And these are things that you really need to do. And so you can't cheap out on that kind of maintenance.
No.
And I would dare add, especially if you have one of the more modern transmissions that are the CVTs, the continuously variable transmissions, because they have been reported to be a little more fragile than the older style. Would that be a fair assessment of them, Matt?
Oh, 100% correct, because they inherently create, some of them more than others, but they inherently create metallic material into the oil. So it's pretty much running it's kind of running an abrasive through everything. And what we tend to see is it wears out all the pressure controls, the valve bodies and things much faster. The unfortunate part is with most of those units, they also run at a very high temperature, so they need a very high quality fluid, which is expensive.
And you do all
People
that,
tend
though.
To neglect the servicing because it's expensive, and then they end up with a failure. So No, we do all of that servicing. I use all the right, the best fluids and filters. And sometimes, you know, you also have to remember that, you know, not everything is as advertised. So sometimes they'll say, this isn't serviceable. There's no serviceable filter and that sort of thing. Well, we rebuild these things. So they're put together somewhere by somebody and put fluids put in them so we can figure it out. So even on some of them that say non-serviceable, sometimes there's a filter we can get to. It may just be a little harder to get to and cost a little bit more.
Matt, I wanted to ask you about that. My wife's Passat is considered, they call it lifetime transmission fluid. And I know darn well that's a lie. Maybe it's the lifetime of the transmission before you blow it up.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. That's an interesting point. Lifetime, there has to be a definition to everything. And that's kind of a sales ploy in North America only with some European manufacturers. And I've gone to training with engineers from some of these places, you know, that actually put it together. And if you go to Europe, it's really weird that they don't say that.
No
they're
kidding.
Actually on a very tight maintenance schedule. So completely different.
That's good to know. All right. Matt Dusty, once again, Dusty's Transmission. Brand new website. What is the website and where people can find out? Because you got all sorts of different services and things that you can go over there with people. You know, we're just scratching surface here.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're now full service on a lot of stuff, right? That's what you do?
Yeah. We can service everything now. Dusty'sTransmissions.com. And you go there is a brand new website. Go take a look at it. If you see anything that seems off, call us and tell us. We're testing it now. But we do full service with vehicles. One of the things we were hearing from our customers is they wanted us to do more varieties of work with servicing because it's just more convenient if we could do everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
They like the fact that we went deeper with our transmission services and you know they wanted the good service done there, but they also wanted it done with everything else. They didn't want to make two appointments and go all over the place, all over town.
Yeah, the other thing, Matt, I want to make sure people know that you are still like the premier transmission rebuilder here in Southern Oregon, and you supply these transmissions all over the state and in the region, don't you?
Yeah.
Ultimately, you do that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've got a one of the nice things with Dusty's Transmissions, it has a whole remanufacturing company on the backside of it that we've been expanding, and that remanufacturing company has hundreds of transmissions and they're literally at the back door. Dusty's ready to go. So we can turn them very quickly. And we're shipping all over the place now out of that company as Powertrain Solutions. So it's been expanding, but one of the key components of that is to do that, you have to have better systems. You have to have testing and dyno machines and data acquisition. So we've really enhanced and brought our remanufacturing level way up, and it's right here in our backyard. So
you know when you use all those words like that, you're geeking me out. I love it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to come up with. I actually have with this new website, you'll see there's some new photos and a lot more information, and we're trying to explain that we'll do everything as far as servicing and that sort of thing. On that website. But we also are developing some videos and things that are becoming pretty soon. So probably look for that in the next couple months.
Looking forward to it, Matt.
Get out there.
Now, by the way, before we wrap up here on Open for Business, Matt Dusty, by the way, dustystransmissions.com. Toys for Tots drop-off location. So you're doing that. Yeah. And you have a special little offer for people that drop a toy off for the kids this fall or this Christmas, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have what we call Dusty Bucks. You know, little Dusty Bucks, they're like $50 bills that we printed out there to live Dusty. And we give them out to people. If you get a rebuild, you know, we give those for first servicing and other things, but, just as promotions. But the other thing we're doing right now is we're offering them, if anybody brings in a toy for Toys for Tots and drops it off, and I think they're picking up the box this week, but whether you miss it or not, doesn't matter. We can get it to them. We know them. So if you bring in a toy, we give you a $50 Dusty Buck, which you can use for a service. You can use it on a repair. They don't expire. You know, just go ahead and do that. So basically, we'll help you pay for the toy. That's not a big deal. Just get them in. We'll help the kids out. That's
Very
what we're
good.
Trying to do. So,
well, yeah, you bring in a great toy and you still save, over at Dusty's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get $50. Absolutely. $50 worth of work. That's good stuff. Matt, I really appreciate you coming on. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year if we don't get a chance to talk with you then. I think I'm going to have to get that sealed transmission looked at, though, from my wife's car.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the lifetime. Yeah, sure. We know that story, okay? But Dusty's Transmission, what's your actual location if people have never seen you? I don't know how they could have avoided it, but, you know, just in case.
Where
you
go? It's 250 North Front Street in Central Point, right on Highway 99, across from the Creamery, you know, Rogue Creamery. We're, you know, been there for, since 1979. If you go to the website, you'll see we just repainted the building, so it's more, you know, Americana, you know, cars and Americana go together. So we're sticking to our roots with that. Interestingly enough, it's very close to a color scheme we had in 1979. Mm-hmm. We kind of came full circle there a little bit.
Okay, now you didn't go back to like the 1970s avocado colors on everything, did you?
No. It's a kind of our color blue, red, white, and blue, though.
All right. So, okay, I'm good with that. Good. You know, I didn't like the avocado colored appliances back then. And they're probably going to come back now because everything ends up coming back, you know, whatever.
Everything circulates.
Yeah, we'll take the blue, all right? Hey, thank you so much, Matt. We'll talk to you soon, all right? Be well.
All right, Bill. Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Once again, I'm Matt Dusty, dustystransmissions.com. It is 852 at KMED. 99.3 KBXG. A few minutes for open phones if you wanted to jump in. 770-5633. We've had a lot going out there today. It's been a busy morning.
Hi, this is Charlene at American Industrial Door. Colder weather can make springs snap and the rain makes jams swell and seals deteriorate. Lower temperatures can also make a garage door less flexible and put added strain on your door opener. Now is a good time to call American Industrial Door and have us service and adjust your door and opener to make sure it continues to provide safe and convenient operation. For garage door service and repair you can trust, count on your local expert for over 30 years. American Industrial Door in Central Point and Grants Pass.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit firstresponseirs.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
The magic of the season has arrived. Coastal wants to wish you and yours a happy and joyous holiday.
Coastal Farm and Ranch. Just
everyday life moves pretty fast. At Coastal, we truly hope you find the time to take in the lights, sounds, and joy of the holidays. Embrace those you love. Spend more time with friends. Laugh a little louder and a little longer. And truly cherish the season. Whatever it is you do for a living or live to do, Coastal is here for you. From gifts for the family to feed for your livestock, Coastal has just what you need to put a little country in your family's holiday season. Happy holidays and a prosperous new year from everyone at Coastal.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, just what your holidays need.
Shop in store or online at coastalcountry.com.
You want price transparency? I'll give you price transparency. Joel here with Butler Ford and Truck Center, and from now through the end of December, I'm posting every invoice on every single new Ford on the lot. Walk the lot, see your invoice price, and let's make a deal. I've got 44 F-150s with the invoices posted, 56 Super Duties with the invoices posted, 51 Broncos with the invoices posted. Plus, I've got Escapes, Explorers, Rangers, Mavericks, Mustangs. All 226 new Fords on the lot have the invoice posted at Butler Ford for the rest of December. And remember, if you're a business owner looking to take advantage of the 179 tax deduction for the year-end purchase, Butler Ford is your 179 headquarters. All my Super Duties qualify for the 179 deduction, or maybe you want a lease. Come see me, and I'll show you how it's done. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, your savings. Well, we got it all. And for the rest of December, dealer invoices clearly posted, making it easy for you to get a great deal on your next Ford.
The Outdoor Report is every Friday morning just past 7 a.m. on The Bill Meyer Show. The Outdoor Report on KMED and The Jukebox 99.3 covers recreational opportunities and is powered by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your Department of Adventure, off Vilas Road on Airway Drive.
Hi, this is Mark from Jay Austin, and I'm on KMED.
5 before 9, 770-5633. Squeeze a couple of calls in. It's been such a busy morning. We were talking a lot about insurance. And Carol, you wanted to weigh in on that. Hello, Carol. What were you thinking?
Hi. Yeah. I grew up in a large family. I have 9 siblings, and back in North Dakota. And so, but my parents handled all the insurance mm-hmm. and everything, or all the medical bills, and they took us to medical when necessary. But there was no insurance. Insurance came about sometime. I don't know how old I was when insurance came, but it's required government insurance. You have to have insurance, or you can't do these things. You have to be insured for drivers that are uninsured.
In the land of the free, you are then forced to purchase a supposedly private company's offering, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And do you remember Len Hannon?
Yes, I do. Len Hannon, senator from Ashland. Sure.
When he was elected, he was a city worker. Then he switched to the insurance agency. And that's where he became a fat cat. Not good for us, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that insurance really doesn't help anybody.
Well, what we have right now is
no
not
real. No,
you know, I think our real challenge right now, especially with health insurance here, and by the way, thank you for the call, Carol, is that we don't have in health insurance as much as we have kind of a version of prepaid medical. And and it's not really insurance. Insurance the way it used to be, where you knew that you're going to be on the hook for 20-25% of it, was a much more honest way of doing the business, I think. I think when we started the HMO deal was what the beginning of the end, really. And then being forced to buy into that. Thank you for the call. Let me go to Deplorable Patrick. Deplorable Patrick, we're going to have about a minute. I think you can make a pretty good point. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I noticed the clip from the video of this perpetrator getting ready to shoot the insurance executive. You would think in that clip, that still shot, that this guy would be under some stress and getting ready to do something terrible and kind of a little nervous and worried and have a such appropriate expression on his face. But no, the clip, he's smiling. He's getting ready to kill somebody and he's smiling. I think he's particularly demented, that being the case, would you say?
Well, I would agree with you. I would almost like euphoric, I guess. But you know something that doesn't get talked about enough, and maybe I should talk to Dr. Carol Lieberman about this sometime, is that there's a well-known syndrome which is starting to pop up more and more with young men in their mid to late 20s that have been behaving perfectly normal up to a certain point and then just going through, and you know, smart people in school, all the rest of it, and then enduring psychotic breaks where they go off on this kind of stuff. Now, I don't know. I'm just saying that I've been reading about that, and maybe we find out more about this young man as time goes on. Good call, though. I appreciate it. He was smiling. 8:58 and change, Conspiracy Theory Thursday. We'll talk some more tomorrow.
Matt here with an urgent message from the Josephine County Republican Party. Similar to what President Trump experienced, politically motivated citizens are using lawfare and misinformation